dollars.
Mm-hmm. And is there improvements in the neighborhood? I mean, can you hook up to electric and to sewer from that lot?
You always could, and it was assessed at 11.5.
Again, values change, and
not
we just go.
All right. Well, hold on, guys.
Okay.
Really understand that what the board is looking at, and we have a lot of people that come in here because there's either been properties that haven't been appraised for a long time or they were appraised wrongly, something like that. What we're looking at is what is fair market value for the lot, okay? And it's not – the increase, unfortunately, is not really something we as a board can deal with. The increase is a hardship for people a lot of times because they budget X and then it all of a sudden becomes Y. And that's not something our board can really do. But what we do want to know and what we are interested in is what are other properties selling for, like you're talking about, the ones on the hill. And so I'd like to know about that.
So in the system, there's nothing that has sold in there on the market as far as lots. However, when I do look at the Beacon and I look at the lots in question that he is saying are at 22, they are double the size of that particular lot. What I would say to that, though, is you still have on that lot access to water, sewer, and electric if someone were to build. I don't know that you could buy a lot and have all the amenities for $11,000.
And I think what the assessor was saying to you is if you have some other, you've been talking about some other, talking to some other realtors and some other people, if you've got other examples or what other lots have gone for, that helps her maybe get it resolved before you ever get here, or it helps us make those determinations.
Well, I called the assessor before we dealt with you people, and the gentleman that talked to me, and I explained to him about the lot size.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, the people around you are being assessed at that. Well, yeah, but the lots are bigger. And I just don't think it's fair for us to have a lot half the size being assessed with the person that's getting a bigger lot.
No, I understand, but do the lots up top have access to water, sewer,
yeah,
and everything else?
Everybody out there has access to that. It was a subdivision. They put that in first.
Are those lots part of those subdivision then? Are they
It's
part
just
of
across the street, yeah.
They're, sorry.
I don't know if they're.
She's
are.
Got her hand up and then I'll
yes.
say something.
Okay. So, I mean, this is the question. This is what's the difficulty of this job, trying to figure out what to value things at. And so we have to look at whether it is improved. And so you're part of a neighborhood where the lots are kind of set in their value. Unless I find out different, or, you know, I can extrapolate, take out the structure and figure out what the land value is, that's all I can do. And you guys are definitely undervalued for that area. So if we go up higher on the hill, are you saying that that same developer sold those as one lot? Because they're not divided into smaller lots. So is there something not buildable? Can you only build one structure on that lot because it's going uphill? That's the question.
Those lots in question?
Yeah.
They were donated to the College of the Ozarks for tax reasons. Our developer wanted out of the whole shebang, and he donated all those lots. But whether they, I understand they're talking with a contractor now, maybe about doing some lot building up there. But no, there's nothing wrong with the lots. I mean, there's some down below that have like a
you'd have to build a basement under them.
Too. Yeah, but they're pretty flat lots. They're not all.
They're
as flat as ours anyway.
Yeah. I just don't see how you can assess something half the size for the same amount as you can assess a bigger lot.
But your little section,
we're the only one left there.
Your one little section with your houses, there's two blocks there where the improved ones with the houses on them are 36,000. If you go to the left, the ones over there are all 46,000 for ones with houses. And so, like I said, They were valued a little higher with the improvements, but they were a little bit bigger lots.
Yeah, they're bigger lots. I don't see how you can assess something that's half the size for the same amount and get twice as much.
Well, what would you do? My choice is, do I just do the whole county as price per square foot and everybody gets the same price per square foot? That's a thought. But then if you get that price per square foot and you have a bigger lot, but you're not allowed to build anything else on it,
you can
just
build
kind of stuck.
I do have a question. Is a cleared lot assessed at the same value as one that has not been cleared?
It depends on if it's already got amenities that it can get to. So like this one, we've got roads, we've got all these houses around it, so we know it's got water, it's got sewer.
Correct, they all do.
Yeah.
Right. So would it be assessed differently?
It's assessed differently if it has that kind of access.
Which is higher, cleared or uncleared?
It would be, whether it has trees on it or not doesn't make a difference, whether it has access to the amenities like you said, sewer,
which
water, etc.
Which side are you on? Are you on the 55 and up side or the other side?
Well, you mean age-wise?
Right. Which part of the subdivision are you in?
Well, we're in the Pine Woods Village section, but people that are under 55 can buy there. Okay. That's the whole thing. Anybody can buy there.
I just want to make sure there weren't any restrictions on anyone for that land in there, and there's not. Okay.
But, you know, 2 years ago when we were here, we was arguing about the same thing. And the board, you know, they actually cut it in half. But I just don't understand how you can assess something half the size for the same amount. And the problem of what you're asking us, if all the lots are sold except for ours, where can we go to get an empty lot?
The comparable you're talking about.
Yeah.
The lady next to us 2 years ago bought a lot next to us for $9,000. So I know it was 2 years ago.
Well, it would be reduced. It would be reduced if you did it that way because it's assessed right now.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. So 2 years ago we were dealing with COVID. Obviously, we're dealing with price inflation now, too, so COVID's over. Things have gone up. I'm going to make a motion that we change the assessed value from, is it 22 to 15,000.
To reduce.
Second, that was going to be my motion.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We've reduced it down to 15,000. You will get a decision, and we do greatly appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Okay. We appreciate it.
And we have made the, you know, the decision based on the what we had in front of us today. In that decision, if you don't agree with it, you have a right to go to the tax commission, and it'll save you. Okay?
We appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Again, all I need is some kind of proof so
sure.
I can change things.
Sure.
And now I still have no proof.
We get it.
Size of the lot.
I know you need to go to you need to go to California, don't you? At some point. Do you, Tim? Are you representing him as well?
I'm Kevin Jones, JCI LLC. We're actually scheduled for the 27th. I'm came here with Chris today, but like I said, if we could get in and get it done, it'd be great.
All right, are you,
he's
I know they're waiting as well. I just want, let me clarify what you're asking for. You got two properties, correct?
Right.
And you've kind of seen what we're doing on these. Did you also have, you said you also had a valuation question?
I did on our, I'm very good with the larger home. If you'll do the 75-25 like you did before, that was a unit 49, called Lazy Days, thank you.
I'm just trying to determine if we're going to have another discussion again about the value or anything on the second one or anything like that.
Yeah, it would be very long. You've already heard most of it.
All right. Let me go ahead and take, because we had them scheduled, so let me go ahead and take these other people up.
Thanks.
Okay. 4M Holdings. Are you the 4M?
No.
Who are you?
Okay, so is there anybody here for 4M again? Okay, I think what's happened there is we just, they haven't shown up. Okay, we'll go ahead and go Above It All.
We've got sure. 4M and Above All Ventures all at the same address.
We have four of these, and you have, is that how many you have, or is there more?
Actually, Above It All Ventures has five lots in Branson Cove.
Okay.
And I've got all the numbers here and everything. I'm not sure what that other organization you're referring to, 2M or 3M.
Well, you're up here for number 311, right? 4 FOREM Holdings?
No, he's here for Above It All Ventures.
Above It All Ventures is BOE 30789.
So these are all in. First of all, my name is Dave Pavlin, and
Dave.
My partner is Andrew Covington, and we created a business called Above It All Ventures.
Dave, before you get started here, I want to make sure we've got all of them because I don't see the fifth one on our list. You said you had five.
Yes. Starting with 026.
Do you guys find another one? Is it on a different day?
026.
Or did it just not get on here?
This one is not with your parcel number.
Was it wrong?
This is your application here, but this one here is not listed as the others. It is 4M Holdings LLC is the way we have it.
4M Holdings?
Yeah.
You don't.
Okay.
Well, let's see the application. Let's see the application.
Yeah,
okay, so that other one did apply to him. That's his other. That's his.